door, I'd call her, and I'd come in, ask her what the...
Hello?
Mr. Carter, Cliff Carter.
We are having trouble on getting our petition signed for the home rule. We're terribly afraid something's going to happen like Los Angeles. This Macmillan's not very sound, and he's messed around here, you know, a good deal with this Don Reynolds, and they're kind of partners in taxi cab, and he gave him a Cadillac, bought a Cadillac for him, and all that kind of stuff. He won't get home rule out, and he's passed the Senate 5 times. Now we've got 160 members. We need 219. There's nobody here that can get them. We don't want the White House really moving on them until we get up 180 or something. Yeah. But there are 3 or 4 from Massachusetts, like Donahue, and a good many from New York. Good many, Harold Donahue's one, Massachusetts, 3 or 4 from Connecticut. People like Mike Kirvin, Ohio, he didn't want to do it because he's the chairman of the committee and he didn't want another chairman to do it. And they're trying to get Bailey to get a hold of the Connecticut one. Do you know anything about it at all?
I know just a little bit about it. I know what you're talking about, all this, but I do not know of it. How do I have
Well, what we need to do is you ought to look at the post and see who signed it, and see who we know that's really obligated to us deeply. But now, do we have anybody in Texas obligated to us real deeply? The only one we've got on is Gonzalez. It looks awful bad for me to be strong for something, 21 be against him. Do we have any of them deeply obligated to us? Had you rather have McGregor up here than White? Malcolm McGregor?
He's voting more with you. He's more liberal than White is. I have always felt that White was a closer personal friend of yours. McGregor.
Pretty liberal district now, isn't it? There was Odessa and meddling them out.
Yes. Yes. Big White. Changed a little bit. Charlie Marsh helped Big White so much. You know, ought to have a lot of influence.
Well, he just says he won't go at all. I think Kiki De La Garza would be for letting them vote.
Yes.
But I guess he's on with the reactionary. But why do they care against home rule? And you know, if you just have all the niggers and all the poor people, and they feel like they got to go to Spartanburg, South Carolina for everything, and they won't even let them determine how much taxes they pay or anything, and they won't give them any representation at all. Everything's run by that committee, and that committee's got old John Dowdy and a bunch of reactionaries like that. It's a hell of a thing, and I don't blame them for riding. They just lose control, you know that? Be hell here in the nation's capital to have that happen.
Well, I'll get on that and get to find solve the weak spot.
Think you better? First thing you better do is call in Dick McGuire. See what he can do, and should have him check in with Larry, or you all do it, see who has had signed from Massachusetts.
Yes.
See if he's got, has he got any power with the Massachusetts boys? And I'd see Jake John Bailey on the phone and ask him how to get these Connecticut boys without getting them mad. We don't want to get anybody mad or any pressure.
Yes, sir.
We've got over 160, but see, that leaves us 40, it leaves us 59. We got to get you. Okay, you call me and let me know. I'm going to try to go home my birthday, but I don't know whether I'm making it or not. And we got lots of bills we got coming up. So these groups that we're meeting with, we ought to really see who's on there and try to get them on there if we're going to help them any.